Today in Washington, more explosive testimony in the impeachment proceedings. Alexander Vindman became the first White House official to testify about that now infamous July phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. On the call, Trump asked Ukraine's new president to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. In his prepared remarks, Vindman said, "I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of Ukraine." With a timeline about what we've learned so far, here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Strands of the Ukraine story go back to at least May of this year, but a good place to start this timeline is July 25th. That's when President Trump got on the phone to congratulate Ukraine's recently elected president, Vladimir Zelensky. In the phone call, Zelensky expressed an interest in getting American military equipment. Trump, who decided to withhold military aid from Ukraine, said to Zelensky, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor, though." And he mentioned investigating the Bidens. At least four national security officials were so troubled by what they heard on the call, according to the Washington Post, they raised concerns with a White House lawyer. A lot has happened since then, but August 12th is another key date, even if few people knew it at the time, because that's the day an anonymous whistleblower filed a complaint about Trump's dealings with Ukraine. And that complaint was forwarded to Congress.
"The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections."
On September 24th, just over a month ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. The following day, the White House released a rough transcript of that Trump-Zelensky phone call. The president continues to say that this conversation was perfect.
"And even the Ukrainian government put out a statement that that was a perfect call. There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. But there was pressure put on with respect to Joe Biden. What Joe Biden did for his son, that's something they should be looking at."
Others look at the transcript of that phone call and see evidence of a quid pro quo. President Trump is asking the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt on a political rival here at home in exchange for congressionally authorized military assistance to Ukraine. The White House says it won't cooperate with the impeachment inquiry in the House, but nearly a dozen current and former officials have already testified. The U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, did so on October 17th. And Sondland confirmed many aspects of the whistleblower's complaint, says Margaret Taylor, a legal expert with the Lawfare blog.
"He's one of the really key people who have been involved with these efforts, along with Kurt Volker and Rudy Giuliani, of putting into place these actions toward Ukraine that were outside of the normal diplomatic channels."
Taylor says Sondland is also a Trump political appointee. And some aspects of his testimony now seem inconsistent with accounts from others who've testified. William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, spoke to lawmakers behind closed doors on October 22nd. Here's Margaret Taylor again. No relation, by the way.
"But his opening statement, which was released, provided a pretty unvarnished view of the motivations that appear to have driven Trump and others to push for these investigations into President Trump's political rivals and these threats to withhold Ukrainian security assistance."
Was it more what Bill Taylor had to say, or was it sort of equally who he is that made so many people stand up and really listen to his testimony?
I think it was definitely both. Bill Taylor is a very well-respected, very credible career diplomat. He's served under both Republican and Democratic presidents. He is not viewed as someone who has some kind of a partisan agenda or anything like that.
Margaret Taylor says today could turn out to be another significant moment. National Security Council official Alexander Vindman is testifying for House members. He's an expert on Ukraine and Russia.
He was actually on the call. One of the things that Republicans have been saying is that, you know, the whistleblower complaint and a lot of this testimony is sort of secondhand knowledge. But Vindman was actually on the call, and he twice registered internal objections about what the president was doing and what the inner circle was doing and how they were treating the Ukraine policy. And he says he's doing it out of a sense of duty.
Republicans have complained that the House impeachment proceedings are being conducted in an inappropriate, even illegal way. Margaret Taylor says she disagrees, But she says that's an argument that might not hold up for much longer because the Democrats are now calling for a formal vote on Thursday on the impeachment inquiry.
Everything that's been done up until now is sort of perfectly fine and legally legitimate. This vote also, in my view, from what I've heard of it, will be perfectly fine and legally legitimate. It's more adding, I think, political legitimacy and heft to this process.
It's also expected to bring more of the impeachment proceedings out from behind closed doors and into the public view. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.